You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, May 3rd. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 3%. That was the yield on the 10-year Treasury note for a brief period on Monday. It was the first time since late 2018 that the 10-year Treasury hit that mark. Yields rise when bond prices fall, and the 10-year Treasury's yield is used to set the interest rates on products like mortgages and student loans. The 10-year yield has risen as investors anticipate the Federal Reserve to hike short-term interest rates again in response to high inflation. Central bankers are set to meet this week to determine changes to the country's monetary policy. The next number up is 62%. That's the percentage of workers at an Amazon.com warehouse in Staten Island who voted against forming a union. It's a big win for the e-commerce giant. Last month, workers at another warehouse in the New York City borough voted to unionize. Amazon is contesting the earlier vote. Labor organizers had hoped that success in the latest unionization vote could pave the way for more Amazon warehouses to organize. Only three of the more than 1,000 warehouses Amazon operates in the U.S. have held such votes. The group leading the unionization efforts at Amazon has attracted support and attention from politicians and major unions. The group says it has been contacted by workers at dozens of facilities who are interested in organizing. Our last number is $25.6 billion. That's how much analysts expect Pfizer to earn through sales of Paxlovid, its COVID-19 antiviral treatment. But over the weekend, Pfizer announced bad news regarding the treatment. Pfizer was testing to see if Paxlovid would be effective as a prophylactic treatment against the coronavirus, but the trial failed to show statistically significant benefits. It was the latest bad news surrounding the antiviral regimen that was hailed as a breakthrough in treating COVID. A New York Times report last week suggested that hundreds of thousands of courses of Paxlovid are going unused due to hurdles in the federal government's rollout of the treatment. And a report from the Washington Post suggested that in some cases, patients' COVID-related symptoms may have returned after they finished their treatment. Analysts viewed the latest setback as a small hurdle, though, and said the drug should still be successful even if it isn't used in every circumstance feasible. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, May 3rd. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day!